is our bitch, The Phil Hendry Show.
She admits she knew Woods was married, but says he insisted his relationship with wife Elin.
You know, there's an official definition, and that talks about just when
you guys saw this all happen. Her written warning said that he was.
Sue, a lot of our readers are cheerleading today.
You have been tweeting me.
You blew it.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show where reality and truth is the bitch. A trip through the looking glass of media, reality, and talk radio. Now, this hour, very interesting. And by the way, we may have an additional guest for you this evening. Mr. Raj Faneen will join us as we talk about that Redding, California woman. We referenced it last week, a woman who wants to have Christmas caroling returned to public schools. I guess it's been banned, but, you know, because of the whole religious thing. And it always amazes me. People don't understand the difference between religion and culture, you know. Culture, for instance, I'm not a very religious guy, but I like Christmas carols because it's part of our culture. It's just it's something that makes me feel good. It doesn't make me go and want to praise Jesus necessarily. It doesn't make me hate anybody. That's the good news. And I like to hear it, you know. And I think there's something seriously wrong with someone, if I may say, seriously wrong with somebody that doesn't recognize that or ignores it and says, no, I just want it banned anyway. I know a lot of atheists that dig Christmas carols. A lot of atheists. I think a lot of you cats that I know, you atheists out there, you know who I am, and you know who you are, and you know who we are together, and you, never mind. Why don't you get with some of these other humorless jackasses you hang out with and tell them to lighten up. It's Christmas time. You know, go take a cigarette break somewhere, have a drink, something, anything. You know, you guys, because like I said, the atheists I hang around with have a sense of humor. They love life. They love their country. They think Christmas carols are great. They don't give a sweet crap one way or the other. And they think that anybody who is an atheist that does is a degenerate. And I'm just buying time. I'm looking for this one story. A little girl was sent home, a kindergartner, I believe, sent home because she had doodled a cross in class. And that's essentially part of what we're going to be talking with you about here this hour with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. Doug has written an editorial for the Orange County Courier that I think is very interesting. It's called Civil Rights Group. The editorial basically is based on the story of a civil rights group that is calling to ban Jesus on the cross. And Doug, having said all the things that I just said, maybe you're not as favorably disposed to me as you might be, but tell me about this editorial.
First of all, Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm not an atheist, necessarily. I am a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'll tell you that the article that I wrote is based primarily on my own experience. This is an editorial/article. It has nothing really to do with the entertainment column that I write for the Orange County Courier. I am a gay man and a gay journalist, but this is part of a larger story, really, Phil. This is a news story. I'm a member of a civil liberties group that we form called Get Off My Cross, GOTC. It's a nonprofit based in Orange County. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, our civil liberties group is calling on the United States Congress to step in into what we see as an alarming trend of child-on-child violence. I write in a newspaper. I may not be a hard news journalist, but I am a gay man and a gay journalist that works in the entertainment field, and I see what happens to our young people in schools. These young kids who are involved in violence on each other, and I think it needs to stop. And we've seen younger and younger children, some as young as ages of 4 or 5 or even 3, inflicting violence on each other. The violent imagery that they are exposed to, and as a gay man and as a gay journalist, bringing this up, this has never been brought up before. And the reason why it's never been brought up before is because I don't think the press has its eyes open and is looking for the story in the right direction. As a gay man, a gay journalist, because I came out of the closet 3 weeks ago and because I've had to walk a very hard road of discrimination, it's forced me to really look carefully at people to see who my friends are, who my enemies are, and what is the real enemy in society.
All right, well, the article here, civil rights group calls for calls to ban Jesus on the cross. Right.
Right. Well, let me read to you here. My group wants to prevent the display of the Catholic symbol in public, and we're beginning an ad campaign asking viewers to call their representatives demanding every cross be either taken down or, if not, at least have the figure of Jesus removed. We just released a study that proves 1 in 10 children under the age of 12 have become victimized by bullies, possibly inspired by the violent image of Jesus nailed to a bloodied cross that I said in a press release. I'm reading an article that I wrote about me reading my own press release, and that might sound a little bit comic, but I'm a gay man and a gay journalist trying to reach all angles of this. According to our study, Phil, it goes on to say, the article that I wrote, which was conducted by the College of Non-Religious Study in San Francisco, child bullies are inspired to attack their peers many times after being exposed to the violent imagery of Jesus having been nailed to a cross. Our study claims 98% of child bullies come from religious families that attend church and hold some esteem to the cross.
All right. Now, so what your study says is that you have a high percentage of children who are bullies. They come from religious families that hold the esteem, that hold the cross in some esteem. There's a difference between the crucifix, which is Jesus hanging on the cross.
No, that's what I meant was the crucifix, yeah. If that's the distinction, I mean, I think everyone knows what the cross is. That's the symbol of Christianity that Jesus was nailed to.
But there's a difference. The Protestants don't generally look at a cross with Jesus hanging from it. Only Catholics do.
Protestants as well. I think if you look into the story and you know and you're familiar with the story as well as I am, Phil, the cross is where Jesus was hung, obviously.
Right.
And that when children see him hanging from that cross, they see something that can repel them, but at the same time give them ideas about how to deal with the world.
Wait. Where do you get, if you don't mind...
Well, Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I authored a study, and I'd like to finish just a little bit of what I wrote before you start peppering me with a lot of questions that may be irrelevant.
Well, Doug, I've got to do an interview here, and I'm asking you, where do you get the idea that a man nailed to a cross is going to inspire children to be bullies?
I think the image as a gay man and a gay... You're making me explain this. Okay, I'll explain it. I had this laid out in a way that I wanted to do it.
Well, I'm sorry, but I've got to ask you these questions as they come to you. If a child, and how old are the kids we're talking to?
As I said, Phil, as young as three.
Three-year-old child sees Jesus nailed to a cross and wants to go out and bully somebody.
This is a very violent image, and it sends two messages. It sends the obvious Christian message that the Christian faith wants to send, which is that Jesus died for sins. Well, the other one is that there are ways of dealing with people who are not doing what you want them to do. I mean, if you look at Jesus, he wasn't doing what people wanted him to do, and so he got nailed to a cross. And you can take a child who looks at that and says, well, I'm not going to nail anybody to a cross, but I can go out in the playground and take care of business, because that's a guy that obviously wasn't, you know, doing things according to the program. Now, that's a very simplistic way of saying it. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? I wanted to make clear to you, there's a casual relationship here that I wrote in the press release. For years, parents have wondered how to prevent bullying in schools, and from our extensive research, it becomes clear that this image of Jesus having been nailed to a cross, this may be the smoking gun.
Yeah, but a lot of these schools, Doug, are public schools.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I know that, but I mean, these are public schools.
What I'm saying to you is these children all have religious tuition of some kind, some sort of religious training. It doesn't necessarily have to be a public school where they saw Jesus hanging from the cross. It could be in the church on Sunday. It could be in a cross hanging in the home. It could be you're Catholic, you're familiar with something called a rosary, right?
Yeah.
All right, that has a crucifix on the end of it, and it could be something like that. A child will often play with beads, and a child can see a mother's crucifix on the end of a rosary and see Jesus nailed to a cross and say, he didn't do what people told him to do. And in that child's mind, he says to himself, I can go out and take care of some business, you know.
Are you telling me that even a small child is going to get permission to go out and act violently, having seen a man that he's also told to praise and to revere nailed to a cross?
Exactly. And I'll tell you why. Because in that child's mind, while he understands that Jesus was God, he understands more readily that there are ways of taking care of business if someone doesn't do what you want them to do. See, if we're asking children to understand something very spiritual. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and we're asking children to understand something very spiritual. But when you ask a child, all right, how do you take care of business? How do you get out and get something done? How do you get done what you need to get done? You want to do something here. You want to do some business here. How do you do it? John looks at that and says, well, here's one way. If someone's blocking you, if you got some business you want to do and someone's going to try to step into that, you nail them to a cross, you know, in a figurative sense. And so
you call this the smoking gun to child bullying, the idea of the violent image of Jesus nailed to a cross.
I'm a gay man and a gay... See, one of the things that's frustrating to me is when you ask me these questions, and I've laid this out a lot, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And
I understand because you are a gay man and a gay journalist, you have developed perhaps a more acute sense of what is the actual problem here.
Well, I can say it a lot better myself. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I've developed a good eye for what is news and what the problem is behind the news. I'm gay. All right?
Right.
And a gay journalist. This image of Jesus hammered up on a cross gives little children permission to go out and do their own kind of violence. And I think...
Now, that is a message that you know Christians are going to react to.
I understand that, Phil, and I know that Christians have every right to feel very protective of their religion. And I'm not anti-Christian. I grew up in a Christian home. I'm not anti-anybody. I'm just saying, when you show a little kid, when he comes to school or when he's at home, and you say, look at that, see that? That's a guy who was nailed up to a couple of pieces of timber. You're giving that child permission to go out and get a little bit of street justice.
Well, what are you talking about, street justice? Sounds like gangbanging.
Well, maybe someday. But the image of Jesus hanging from a cross, that violent image, is children look at that and they say, yeah, that's, you know, that gets it done.
877-876, the number here, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. So this article that he wrote, we'll be back with Doug Danger in a moment. Civil rights group calls to ban Jesus on cross in the Orange County Courier. He goes on to write, I believe the Christian families tell their kids it's okay to brutally kill someone by nailing them each and every time they worship their Jesus. Are we supposed to be surprised there's so much violence in school? Well, he's talking about school violence. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more from Doug Danger on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Well, you butchered that. You totally butchered it.
No, I didn't.
Phil Hendry.
Read it wrong.
It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with me tonight, Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. Doug has written a editorial based upon an article that he'd written previously on a group called Get Off the Cross. This is a nonprofit group in Orange County, California, that believes the image of Jesus hanging on the cross is a violent image that inspires school violence. And the study claims 98% of child bullies come from religious families that attend church and hold esteem to the cross. Now, I want to ask something, Doug.
If you don't mind me interrupting you, Phil, you race through that whole thing. It holds the cross in front of steam.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to race through it, but I want to ask you. The Protestants have the cross emphasizing the resurrection. There is no Jesus hanging.
I understand that.
A lot of Protestants. Catholics have the crucifix, which shows Jesus hanging from the cross, which emphasizes the sacrifice.
Well, I'm not familiar with it from that standpoint, Phil. I was raised in a Christian home, but I wasn't... all into the Bible like it sounds like you were.
No, I'm not all into the Bible. I'm just saying that that's what it was.
But the point is, I think that, well, if you're saying, in other words, that Protestants have gotten the message and have gotten that hanging, bloodied man who was nailed to two pieces of timber. Look, I've got a nephew who visits from time to time with my sister. He's a young kid. He's got a book bag, and he doodles on the book bag. And what do young boys doodle on book bags? They got a guy with an axe through his head. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I notice these things. They'll doodle a picture of a guy with an axe through his head, another guy with a spear through his head. They play a lot of violent video games. So when they see the crucifix, I showed my nephew the article that I was writing, and I showed him the crucifix. I said, what do you think of this? He went, cool. You know, he's looking at a guy hanging from a cross, and he's going, cool. So, you know...
Well, are you saying your nephew's going to go out and kick ass?
No, I'm just saying it desensitized... Look, did you say you grew up Catholic?
Yeah.
Did you see the crucifix?
Every day when we went to Mass.
Okay, what'd you think?
I thought that it was, you know, a guy hanging on a cross.
In other words, you didn't think, oh, man, that poor man is suffering. You saw it so often, you thought, big deal.
No, I didn't say big deal, but I figured he was God, so it probably didn't bother him.
What?
Let me take some phone calls.
Okay, because that didn't make any sense.
He's the Son of God, so I thought he's hanging from a cross. Yeah, but he's the Son of God, so maybe it doesn't bug him that much. I was a little kid. What do you want me to say? 877-876-PHIL. Jeremy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Doug. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I really got a question. You know, I just heard that you mentioned talking about violence in video games and such. Not, wouldn't you think that that would be more of a contributing factor, considering the fact that that is more consuming than any crucifix that I've ever seen? I mean, how often is it really that children are exposed to crucifixes in comparison to
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, am I breaking up? Were you able to hear everything I did?
I don't know. No, I heard.
Well, let's move on here to Alex. Alex, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I was wondering, I was thinking this study seems kind of incomplete. If it's true that, you know, children that were brought up with crucifixes that we saw at the church, we saw, you know, in the home, what about Jewish kids?
What?
They're, you know, Muslims. Are they not bullies? Well, you know, the Catholics... in general are?
What? What are you saying?
Well,
what's with your callers tonight, Phil? They're not very bright.
No, but what the gentleman's asking, what do you mean not very bright? The gentleman's asking a question about Jewish people.
Well, what image are Jewish people taught to worship that shows a guy nailed to a cross? I don't understand.
Well, I'm saying...
Is the caller there? Are you there, sir?
Hello, yeah, no, I was...
Hello? All right, go.
Your study shows people
you're not very bright. Are these people, do they go to school?
Will you Doug, shut up. I'm sorry, sir. I can't hear you, Alex.
Tell me to shut up. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, I'm a straight man and a straight salesman. I just want to know if...
You're a straight what? You're a straight man and a straight what?
All right, Alex, call me back when you get an idea as to what it is you want to talk about. Here is... No, she's not there. Let's see what else we got. George, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you got some of the dumbest callers.
I'm going to ask you, Doug, to be quiet while I'm trying to get callers on the air. Go ahead, George. Yes, sir. You're on the air, sir.
I was a Protestant growing up, and I saw the crucifix with Jesus nailed to the cross, and not once crossed my mind for me to go get violent at school.
When you were a Protestant growing up, they had right. Jesus hanging from the cross. What religion?
I'm Episcopalian.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, that's the kind of violent imagery that I'm talking about, Jesus hanging from a cross.
I never once done
that. And in 98% of the... Well, maybe you didn't, but did you get bullied?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. Yeah. By who? Other Episcopalian kids?
No,
because they had seen it. How do you know?
Because most of the kids of the town that I lived with, they were Catholic.
Wait a minute. Are you? Guess who else sees crucifixes? Catholics. So you were bullied by people of the same kind of, I don't know what Episcopalian... That's kind of a breakaway Catholic thing, but the same people that bullied you were exposed to a man who had been taken by the Romans and told, guess what? You messed up. Now watch what happened. And they nailed him up.
No, that's not what happened.
And they say, hey, let's go kick some ass, because the Romans did too.
No, they don't. Well,
no,
you know,
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Am I a gay man and a gay journalist? I did the study.
Right, and if you ever been to church, you would realize that it's not that the Romans said that he did bad. What they didn't like that because they weren't used to what he was doing. They didn't believe in what he was doing. That's why he was
crucified. They told him, you get up into our face, this is how we deal with that.
He didn't get
you
up
know,
there.
And then bang, bang, bang. Next thing you know, they got one hanging guy.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Doug, you got to shut up when people are trying to talk. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
I need to shut up.
Phil Hendry.
You know I'm gay.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL with Doug Danger, the Orange County Courier, who's written a rather controversial, this is a very controversial editorial having to do with the violent, what you call the violent, it's a violent image, Doug, I'll give you that, of Jesus hanging from the cross, being a violent image that children are exposed to every day, and that according to some of this research, bullies in school are provoked by that. And you mentioned young kids, especially young boys, thinking violent images are great. Now, at the end of this article, you, in a kind of a facetious way, but you're halfway serious, you talk about bringing crucifixion back as a form of capital punishment.
Well, I do, Phil. I'll tell you what. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Now, look, I'm not under any illusion they'll bring crucifixion back, but I will say this. If you want crucifixion to be respected in the sense of Jesus being crucified and give children a sense that this is something that should be a revered moment, to bring back crucifixion as capital punishment, I think, would be good because, first of all, you relate it to something kids respect, and that is government, society, right and wrong, law and order. And if an individual does wrong, if he murders or he does a capital crime, you crucify him in an execution chamber in much the same way they do now with the lethal injection or electrocution or what have you. You part the curtains, as they do, to show the inmate hanging from a cross. And that is going to inspire more reverence, I think.
Why would that inspire more reverence than Jesus hanging from the cross?
Because when a kid sees, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm telling you, when a kid sees Jesus hanging from the cross, the first thing he thinks is, now that, the Romans, this is how they took care of business. You know, I'm just taking care of business.
And I'm telling you, every day in school I saw that cross, and I never once thought, boy, that's how to take care of business.
You know, let me tell you something. There's a movie called Nevada Smith, and in it, the character played by Steve McQueen is showed through a church by a priest. And he shows this young character, this Nevada Smith, a crucifix with Jesus hanging from it. For the very first time in his life, he sees this symbol. He's never seen it before in his life. And he asks the priest, he says, who is that? And the priest says, that is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He came to earth to teach us to love each other. And Nevada Smith says, well, he must have been somebody because that looks worse than hanging. Huh? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Huh?
Okay, I don't know what that... What?
You don't know what?
I don't know how that relates.
You don't know how that... He must have been someone that looks...
877... I'm sorry, I don't. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go on to Diane here on the Phil Hendry... Hold on for just a second, Diane. Let's go on to Sherry in Nashville. Sherry, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead, ma'am.
My comment is simply that the fact that Jesus was nailed to the cross just is proof that throughout history it's always been a violent world, and kids don't necessarily think... They're really honest, and they're honest with themselves about the mistakes they make because they're growing up and they're learning. Oftentimes, children are in awe that God would do that for them. I can't believe this is an issue.
Children are in awe. Children are in awe. I'll tell you one thing, that children look at Jesus hanging from the cross in much the same way they might see a guy who took a spear through the eye in a game of Halo or something and say, cool. You know, I mean, that, as a gay man and a gay journalist, I have to tell you that that's been my experience. Now, I don't know if that is the case 100%, but one thing I do know is, little tiny kid, he wouldn't know Jesus as the savior of man if you told him that he also came with a box of chocolate eclairs under his arm, or maybe some Sears suckers. It just doesn't work like that.
And, well, the children get the concept. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to, here is Diane. Diane, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Phil. I just wanted to make a few comments and take it off the air later, but I like
to take it off the air.
Oh, I mean, I'll hang up and listen, but I like.
So you're going to take it off the air then?
Hold on, Doug. Go ahead, ma'am.
I liked what you said at the beginning.
It was very funny. She said, I'm going to take it off the air.
I heard Doug. Hold on for a minute. Go on.
Well, I haven't said it yet. Now I'm going to say it.
Okay.
I liked what Phil said.
She's going to take it off the air.
Yes.
Oh.
What Phil said during the very beginning, that many people are confusing culture with religion, with all this stuff in the schools, because I remember also as a child that, you know, you had snowflakes up and you had Christmas trees up and you had...
But,
you know,
but you didn't have a man bleeding from a cross. That's as a gay man and as a gay journalist, that's my point.
That,
you know,
other Christians...
And a snowflake doesn't get murdered.
All Christians actually are very familiar with the crucifix. It's been around much longer than the increased violence that's going on today. Another thing,
it's a very increasingly violent world too, and you have to keep that in mind.
So delicate,
like in machine gunning people in the 20s, there was crucifixes in the Roaring 20s when people were getting machine gunned.
Phil, could you?
Okay, I didn't hear either one of you.
I'm being talked over.
I'm
going to let him talk after that. And
no, you didn't let me talk. You were talking.
Children are so delicate that they have to be protected from history. The only thing I've learned from you, Doug.
No, they have to be protected from seeing a man,
and
a man hanging from a cross.
Out.
Well, neither one of you guys are listening to each other.
Well, that's okay.
Well, I haven't finished my sentence.
The fact is that.
Well, look at. I just want to hear what Diane had to say, Doug.
No, but
yes, and then
every day kids, every day they force a kid to look at a guy that's been hammered up, and I'm asking why. You tell me that doesn't have an effect? I'm gay. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
It's history, and it's been going
history.
On
history?
Longer than all.
All right. Well, you know what else is? Well, they used to draw and quarter people. Do you want to show them pictures of that every day too? Yeah.
You're
got you on that one, didn't I?
Heard my call said to make it brief.
You on that one.
The lady's trying to talk.
The only thing I've learned from you, Doug, is that you are a gay man. And a gay journalist, and I'm very happy for you that you have come out.
Well, this lady is—I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. She's very rude to me. She's talking over me.
Nothing about anything. You should get better guests, Phil. Honestly, you're fun to hear.
Ma'am, you should have a better. You should get your thoughts together before you call. You offend me because you're a homophobe. What are you laughing at?
Well, that's talk about just having nothing to say, man. You just did it right there. 877-876-PHIL, the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. We'll go to another call.
I mean, I got nothing to say. That woman said nothing. She was blathering all over top of me. And
you were talking about the fact that they were machine-gunning people in the 20s, the Roaring 20s, because there was a crucifix hanging someplace.
My point was, if you would have listened to me and not been fawning all over that lady...
I was trying to hear her.
My point was that, yeah, she was right. There has been increasing violence. And guess what's been there every step of the way? As violence has increased throughout society, you got it, Jesus, like a wall hanging. Thank you. I'm Doug. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And
I understand that you're a gay man and a gay journalist. You know what? You want to find some other ways of describing things than Jesus is a wall hanging, okay? Liberty, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead.
Liberty?
What happened to the calls? All of my calls just dropped off the board. All the call screening just went down?
Well, there you go. I'm here.
Yeah, good for me. We just lost all of our call screening. All right. Anyway, Doug, as soon as we get these calls back, the point that I was making was I'm trying to listen to what that lady was saying, and you're butting in with the Roaring 20s.
I'll say it again. The crucifix with a guy that's bleeding with a spear sword in a spear wound in his side. He's taken a sword to the gut. He's had his eyes pulled out or whatever. I don't know what happened to the guy, and he's hanging from a cross. To me, that's what I call a very violent image to expose little tiny baby kids to at a time when they're extremely susceptible to people. And then you say this guy is, you know, a special guy?
Well, then why would I want to go out if I'm a kid and kill people like that?
If you can kill God that way, what do you think that'd do to a regular guy? See? Yeah, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. That's what I bring to the table when I'm as a journalist.
What bring what to the table?
You didn't hear the point I just made.
So a little kid is going to say, "Hey, if they can kill God that way, then I can kill."
The kid's going to say, "If they can kill God that way, I'm set." Well, what do you mean? That is solid gold.
877, I don't know, I don't buy it. 877-876, Phil, I think we have our callers back. We lost our call software for a second. Liberty, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, you're on with Doug Danger.
Hey, I think that the
yes, ma'am.
Point of Christ on the cross is being missed.
Uh-huh.
The reason from childhood we're taught that Jesus on the cross represents our freedom. It's not about violence. It's about our freedom from sin and from death. It's a spiritual concept. It's not a physical. It is physical, but
yeah. But you didn't get that till later on when you're a little tiny kid. See, I'm a gay man and a gay. Your name's Liberty.
Uh huh.
What's your last name? Mutual. I'm kidding around.
Yeah. Okay.
Is your last?
Yeah.
What about Bonds?
No.
Is your last name Bonds? Liberty Bonds. Get it?
I bet you she's had those jokes her whole life, Doug.
I'm a gay man and a gay girl.
The thing I'm trying to say is, when you're a little tiny kid, you don't know all those concepts that you're talking about. All you know is, look at that. Why do you think kids like violent video games like, you know, San Andreas, Grand Theft Auto, where you can, like, take a chainsaw to an ambulance driver?
Jesus. I think it's television.
Yeah, exactly. And so, every single day these kids have got to look at a guy that got nailed to a couple of pieces of timber and put on display like it's a rose parade, and they're going to say,
"We've seen Christ
those Romans, man, they ought to kick ass."
We've seen Christ on the cross for over 200 years. Our grandparents seen that, and they weren't violent. I mean, I don't think it could possibly
have anything. How do you know your grandparents weren't violent? How do you know? I mean, this country's gotten more and more violent. The more we see that, to me, that's the smoking gun.
No, the lady's point's a very good one.
We've
seen 200 years of Jesus on the cross.
I'm not violent, and I grew up seeing Jesus on the cross.
I don't know that.
And from the time I was a little girl, from the time I was like 3 years old, I just respected Jesus as someone who loved me. I respected God as someone who loved me enough, just me, you know, nobody, just a little tiny person, that he loved
me. But you can kill God.
And save me. You know, that he saved me. He gave his life.
You could kill God, couldn't you?
That's like saying
and
our military.
The way to kill God, it's like kryptonite. You know, it's like kryptonite.
Hello?
It's kryptonite. I'm just telling you, it's like kryptonite. If you can kill God by hanging him on a cross.
What do you mean it's like kryptonite?
I'm telling her, God told us how to kill God. Now, if that's not giving away the store, I don't know what is.
Liberty, go ahead.
Long enough to listen to somebody.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've been down some tough roads.
I don't care what you are. I'm trying to.
You don't care what gay roads I've been down.
Issue. You brought up an issue, and you're afraid to listen to it.
I'm all about truth. I'm gay.
Well, then why don't you listen to someone else?
Listen to what she's exactly. Listen to what she's saying.
But you're blowing over the point I made that the cross is like kryptonite to God. That's how you kill God, and that's the message that they've given little kids that want to go out and try it.
What kid wants to go out and try that?
God, you people. Well, now she's laughing.
Are you on medication? I mean, are you?
No, are you? You're the one that sounds like you took a handful of Seconal before you
called. I'm very quiet, very patient.
You're very polite. You're extremely polite, Liberty, and I appreciate that. You really are.
Look at you kissing the caller's ass.
I'm trying to give this lady the decency of a hearing that you won't let her have.
Phil, all of these points I've addressed. I've addressed the fact that Jesus hanging from a cross is a violent image. People are completely denying that. Are you kidding?
That our military soldiers over there fighting are a bad example to us because they're giving their life for us just like Jesus Christ.
No, that's what they're supposed to do. They're soldiers and they're supposed to fight. But
Jesus, the Son of
hanging
God
on a cross
to free us
God
and
hanging,
a chance.
That doesn't make any sense.
To go to heaven.
That doesn't make any sense.
Why not?
If you're a soldier, you're supposed to go out and fight. If you're God, you come down here and get things done. You don't let a guy take you and use you in a Bob Vila project. You just don't do it.
That's because
sacrifice.
You don't understand love. the point of love. Those people.
I'm a gay man. I'm a gay man in
the country.
And
all I hear you saying
What is this all about? What's this all about the soldiers? People are ignoring my points because, you know what?
You're gay? Hello?
Can I ask you something? Are you homophobic? Because you keep bringing this up. And if you don't like gays, that's okay. Just say it. You know?
Doug, the point is...
No, she doesn't like gays. That's it.
No, let me tell you something. That, Jesus even went on the cross for you. Do you know that?
That's not what I've heard.
For your sins. For you.
That's not what I've heard.
Well, see, that's your problem.
I've heard he ain't got nothing to do with me. That Jesus got nothing to do with a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Jesus and me, No.
That's your problem, though. The Bible
says he went on the cross
for the
sins of the whole world. You're here, buddy. You're in this world.
If Jesus went on the cross for the sins of the whole world, right?
Yeah.
The whole world, right? Well, apparently, as the man said, he must have missed somebody. Because today, we've got children that are out there wanting to go out and hammer each other up because the Romans took care of business. And in my opinion, that's not a very good thing
to do. It's up to us to make the decision.
You're right.
To ask him into our heart and to believe and to follow him. That's our decision.
I don't know. That sounds pretty far out to me.
All right, listen.
You know, if he's not,
right.
God, the Bible says where there's freedom, it says where there's liberty, there's the Holy Ghost.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You're really going to turn me into a Bible thumper? I don't think so.
All right, look, Liberty, very good call. I appreciate it. You're very kind to sit through all of that. 877-876-PHIL, the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Doug Danger will be back with us and more of your calls as we talk about his call in an editorial today in the Orange County Courier, to remove the crucifix, that is the cross with Jesus hanging on it, from the view of children because it is a violent image that children have lived with for generations and is a damaging and destructive. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
About those things, too.
I got the proof right here.
All right, hold on. 877-876-PHIL. Doug Danger with us as he has joined a group of people in calling for the crucifix, that is the cross that is revered with Jesus hanging on the cross, revered by Catholics and a great many Christians, from being kept from the view of children because it is a violent image and has, in point of fact, set a violent message into the minds of these children. Now, what is the story you're talking about?
All right, this is from Taunton, Massachusetts, and this is right into the heartland of the whole Protestant thing right there in New England. An 8-year-old boy was sent home from school in order to undergo a psychological evaluation after he was asked to make a Christmas drawing and sketch what appeared to be, now listen to this, the kid was asked to make a Christmas drawing and instead drew a stick figure of Jesus hanging on a cross. And naturally, the authorities are going to ask for this child to be evaluated psychologically.
Wait. Where did this happen?
In Massachusetts. They asked the kid to make a Christmas drawing, and instead he's got this grotesque picture of this guy hammered up on a cross.
What is wrong with that?
Well, Phil, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't think maybe you just heard what I said. They have ordered psychiatric evaluation for this child as well. They should. They asked this child...
What is wrong with a child drawing? The child drew a picture of Jesus hanging on the cross.
What's that got to do with Christmas? That's when Jesus was born, not when he got hammered up. God, I mean, every kid knows that Christmas time is presents and Santa Claus and everything, and this kid, he's drawing some guy that got tortured to death.
I call that a perfectly logical thing for a little kid to do. He drew a picture of Jesus on the cross, and they've got it for psychological evaluation?
Don't start playing the populist talk show host now, Phil.
I'm not playing a populist talk show host, Doug. I think that's a disgrace. I think that school is a disgrace. I think the whole, I blame parents. I don't blame the schools. I blame the parents. I blame they've got put so much pressure on these schools. They don't know whether they're coming or going, which end is up, which end is down. They're afraid of this group. They're afraid of that group. They're afraid of offending somebody.
What are you trying to tell me this is a normal kid? This is a child who, when asked to draw a picture of Jesus... A picture of Christmas drew a picture of a man who was tortured mercilessly until dead. And you call that a picture.
That was a picture of what every child is taught is Jesus hanging on the cross. Now, I want you, where's the story anyway?
I'll read it here. Chester Johnson.
Let me have it. Give me this. Chester Johnson said his son, now this is the father of the boy.
Right.
Chester Johnson said his son made the drawing on December 2nd after his second grade teacher asked children to sketch something that reminded them of the holiday. The assignment came just days after the family had visited the holiday lights display at the National Shrine of Our Lady of La Saba, where Johnson said his son seemed taken with the religious statues he saw there. When he saw the crucifixion of Jesus on the cross, that's what he drew, Johnson said. He liked that. It drew his eye.
He liked it. Are you listening to this?
He liked it as an image. That's what drew his eye.
You're missing the point. They asked the kid, he could have drawn Santa Claus.
What has that got to do with Christmas, Santa Claus?
You never heard of Santa Claus. Wow.
No, if you're talking about religion.
I'm gay. I'm a gay man. I'm a gay journalist. I'm a kid. Is this it? Oh, man.
Phil Hendry.
No fair.